Listener Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, September 16, 2018, Muharram 6, 1440 on the Islamic lunar calendar. My name is Atef Erfani, and
I'm Mehran Derakhshande.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
And our heartfelt condolences to all our Muslim listeners on the occasion of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, the Chief of Martyrs, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and 72 of his family, kin and companions. The day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, the anniversary of the martyrdom of the Chief of Martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is just 4 days away from now. Our heartfelt condolences to all our Muslim listeners throughout the world. Inna al-Hussein misbahul huda wa safinatun najat. Indeed, Hussein is the beacon of guidance, and he is the ark of salvation. Okay, we're back, and this week's interview is with one of our regular listeners in northern Nigeria. He is Nasiru Hassan. Nasiru Hassan talks to us about the Muharram mourning ceremonies in Nigeria. That's the interview with Nasiru Hassan. You can listen to the interview later on in our program.
As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And I can mention Ivan Zelenyi from Russia, Samrita Sukla from India, Grant Skinner from Dagenham, Essex, England, and Siddhartha Bhattacharji, also from India. So thanks to all of you, many of you who have sent in reception reports, Ivan Zelenyi, Samrita Sukla, Grant Skinner, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, all of you will be receiving a QSL card.
Thank you. Keep us company. Welcome back. Here we have received an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharji from India. He's one of our regular listeners. And he says, "Dear IRB English Radio, here I submit my audio clips of your radio broadcast in English. Kindly send me printed QSL card and other promotional items if available." And dear colleague, he has asked us some questions. He says, "Does the university accept foreign students in your country? What is the percentage of foreign students? Are there any placement facilities for foreign students? With best regards. Many thanks, Siddhartha Bhattacharji from India."
Well, actually, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, many foreign students are studying in the Islamic Republic of Iran. As you know, Iran is one of the most advanced countries, certainly in the Middle East and in Asia, and many foreign students come to Iran to study many different disciplines and subjects, for example, engineering, medicine, sciences. and also Islam and religious sciences.
Philosophy,
fiqh and jurisprudence, and many students from all over the world, in fact, come to Iran.
Because there are many...
That's true, and indeed...
there are many good universities.
That's right.
In the Islamic Republic.
And most Iranian universities accept foreign students. Certainly here in Tehran, lots of universities accept foreign students. So I hope that answers at least some of your questions. Thanks very much to Siddhartha Bhattacharji from India.
And Ivan A. Zeleny from Russia, has written a very short email. He says, if this reception report is correct, please send me your QSL card or verification letter. Thank you,
That's
Ivan.
That's right. And Ivan Zeleny has sent us a reception report, so he'll be receiving a QSL card. Thanks very much to Ivan Zeleny and a very warm greeting to all our listeners in Russia. I've got a very lengthy letter here and a very lengthy email from Muhammad Khaku from Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, United States. And Muhammad Khaku says, in a few days now, the sorrowful month of Muharram will emerge, bringing along with it all its grief and sadness and mourning as the new year commences. Of course, Muharram is the first month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Muhammad Khaku says, it was in the year 60 AH when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his family made the intention to perform Hajj in the sacred Haram. However, just before the commencement of the Hajj pilgrimage, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, suddenly left Mecca, and this was the time when the huge crowds were entering Mecca for Hajj that Imam Hussein was going out of the holy city with his family and followers. This strange event must have elicited many questions in the minds of many as to why the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his progeny, was leaving Mecca just as the eve of the Hajj without performing the Hajj. Why did he leave Mecca when he embarked on this spiritual journey in order to complete what is one of the best deeds in Allah's eyes? The prime reason for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, leaving Mecca was that Imam did not want to be killed in a manner that might remain hidden and undetected. In the huge rush of pilgrims assembled from all corners of the world, it would have been impossible to apprehend Imam Hussein's killers. Hence, Imam Hussein's ultimate aim was to expose the tyrant Yazid. And a very lengthy letter from Muhammad Khaku. Muhammad Khaku says, for the months of Muharram and Safar, we, the Shia Muslims here in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, United States, we attend majalis or gatherings and we participate in rituals of azadari or mourning, lamenting for Imam Hussein and his loyal followers, family and kin. And a very lengthy letter from Muhammad Khaku. There's not time to read all of it. Muhammad Khaku, thanks very much indeed for
Thank
your
you,
email
Khaku.
From Pennsylvania, and a very warm greeting to all our Muslim listeners in the United States. Thanks very much indeed. Time for a short break.
This is Listeners Special. Of course, we receive many letters from our listeners around the world, but this time, one of our listeners from the Islamic Republic of Iran has sent an email from Said Fatemi from Iran. He says, this is the first time that I email to your program, and I should say that your program is excellent. Thank you in advance for reading my email. Many thanks, Said Fatemi from Iran. We would be happy if you tell us your comments about our broadcast. And here we have an email from Carlo Giordani from Italy. He says, hi, just listened to your transmission. I listen to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in different languages almost every night. If you are interested, I can send some MP3 file of the next transmissions. Ciao. Thank you, Carlo Giordani from Italy.
That's right, Carlo Giordani. Well, we're glad that you listen to, you say, you listen to all different transmissions of IRIB in many different languages.
That's he has to know many languages, that's you
right,
know.
That's right. And yes, indeed, if you can send us some MP3 recordings of our transmissions where you are in Italy, we'll be very glad to receive them. So thanks very much to our loyal listener, Carlo Giordani, in Italy.
Thank you and ciao.
And another one of our listeners who's emailed us is Samrita Sukla from India. Samrita Sukla says, I want to say that I'm enclosing a reception report. Please check my reception report, and if you can verify my report, please issue a QSL card. And Samrita also says, also, can you please send me some new program guides and some beautiful postcards of Iran? Well, thanks very much to Samrita Sukla from India. You asked for our program guides and some postcards of Iran. Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll send you some postcards and a new program guide and our frequency of transmissions and our programming schedule. Thanks very much to Samrita Sukla. And since you've also sent us a reception report, you will be receiving a QSL card from us as well. Time for a short break. We'll be back in a sec.
Well, another email from Italy, from Alessandro Baroni. He says, Dear Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I am Alessandro Baroni from Pisa in Italy, and I'm very happy to inform you that I have received your transmission with the following information. Can I receive your QSL postcard to this following address? Best regards. Many thanks, Alessandro Baroni from Italy, from Pisa.
That's right, Alessandro Baroni from Pisa in northern Italy. And we have received your reception report. Thanks very much to Alessandro Baroni. And you will be receiving a QSL card from us. So thanks very much to you and to all our listeners in Italy.
And another one from David Favor from Switzerland, if I'm right. That is David Favor Favri. He says, hello, QSL card from Switzerland. Thank you for your programs and for the show, and thank you in advance for your QSL card. Best regards from Switzerland.
Well, again, our loyal listener in Switzerland, David Favre, has sent us a reception report and details of our transmission, so he'll be receiving a QSL card as well.
David, tell us your comments about our programs. Thank you.
Yes, and another one of our listeners is Somaya Akmania. Somaya Akmania here in Tehran, Iran, mm-hmm. And she says, my commiserations and condolences with the approach of the mourning month of Muharram to all IRIB English Radio Muslim listeners throughout the world.
Thank you, Somaya.
Thank you, Somaya Akmania. And once again, our condolences to all our Muslim listeners throughout the world on the occasion of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Okay, and it's now time for our interview with one of our regular listeners. This week, on the occasion of Muharram, we have interviewed Nasiru Hassan. Nasiru Hassan is one of our long-time listeners in Nigeria. He's from Bauchi State in northern Nigeria, and he talks to us about the Muharram mourning ceremonies in Nigeria. So let's listen in.
Nasiru Hassan, one of our regular listeners in Nigeria, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
You're welcome.
Nasiru Hassan, can you first of all tell us about Muharram mourning ceremonies where you are in Nigeria?
As usual, in every month of Muharram in Nigeria, we used to conduct mourning for good 10 days, as from the first day of Ashura to 10th of Muharram. Usually, like me, I now live in Bauchi State, that is the northern part of Nigeria. We used to convert in a very big field called Filunkoji, that is in the middle of the capital of the state, where Shia Muslims and non-Shia Muslims, that is our Sunni brothers, used to gather to convert the morning. And during the morning program, many scholars used to come and give their contribution through telling the history of Ashura events, songs of Imam Hussein, Salamullah alayhi, and other events with Brazil. So, like yesterday, we started the program yesterday, in which Sheikh Hamad Yusuf, who is the representative of the Islam movement in Nigeria, Bauchi State chapter, delivered the first lecture about the importance of Ashura. And today, Sheikh Kabir Arabi, who is a famous Sunni scholar in my state, Bauchi State, will come in the evening, and he will come and conduct a lecture. The title of his lecture is "Who is Imam Hussein?" Salamullah alayhi. And tomorrow, another scholar will come. I think on this coming Friday, one of the students in Qom, who is studying in Qom, Sheikh Ismail, we call him Sheikh Ismail in Qom. He's from Kaduna, but he's studying in the Islamic Republic of Iran. He'll come on Friday and deliver his lecture. He will come to Nigeria for Tabligh. He's already in Nigeria. He came for Tabligh. But we are expecting him to come to my state and deliver a lecture. That's how we do usually. And during the fourth day of Muharram, we will go to street for demonstration of the Ashura. This is how we usually conduct our Ashura program.
Right. Nasiru Hassan, our loyal listener in northern Nigeria, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview and for giving us your time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.